AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by backers of then-President Donald Trump held its second hearing. Former Attorney General William Barr, in his taped testimony, says Trump, after being told he lost, started considering various voter fraud conspiracies.
There was an avalanche of all these allegations of fraud that built up over a number of days, and it was like playing whack-a-mole because something would come out one day, and then the next day it would be another issue.
Attorney General Merrick Garland won't comment on the committee's work.
This is what protects the civil liberties of people who have not been charged. We don't impugn people until we actually charge them. You know, this is part of the rule of law in America.
The Attorney General did announce the arrest of a Dallas man who bought and sold nearly 100 guns, 75 from a single dealer in Texas, which has since lost its federal gun license. Chad Meacham is a U.S. attorney for Northern Texas.
One was recovered following a homicide near Fort Worth, Texas, just 55 days after purchase. Another was used during an assault near Dallas, only 78 days after purchase. Yet a third was left loaded in a vehicle with a young child just 42 days after purchase.
Other guns bought in Texas were found in Baltimore, Maryland, and Canada. Senate negotiators reached a deal on modest gun measure, including taking steps to encourage states to pass red flag laws. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Yesterday's agreement does not have everything Democrats wanted, but it nevertheless represents the most significant reform to gun safety laws that we have seen in decades.
Schumer has pledged quick action on gun safety reform legislation following Sunday's announcement of a framework on a bipartisan response to last month's mass shootings. The Bears are in charge on Wall Street. S&P fell more than 3%, adding to a cumulative 20% loss since the last record high in January. This is AP News. State Department officials met today with Brittney Griner's Phoenix Mercury teammates on her more than 100-day detention in Russia. Teammate Diana Taurasi.
I think it's something that we've all talked about intimately as a group, and now knowing that the State Department and, you know, pretty much the whole world is on this, I think gives us a lot of confidence knowing that they're working on it, and, you know, anything that we can do on our side to amplify and to put BG first is going to be our number one priority.
Griner was arrested at the Moscow airport a week before Russia invaded Ukraine. Russian officials claim she had vape cartridges containing a cannabis derivative in her bags. Flooding has wiped out roads and bridges, closing the entrances to Yellowstone National Park at the onset of the busy summer tourist season. Visitors are being evacuated from the northern part of the park, and Gardner, Montana, a town of about 900, has been cut off by the high water. Two other Montana gateway towns have also flooded. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.